Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. This is Paige Estritori from Financial Services Online. Today is Wednesday, the 29th of October, 2025, and we have a roundup of the top news making waves in the Australian financial industry. Let's kick things off with a landmark decision by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA. In a case that carries significant implications for the restaurant industry, AFCA has sided with a restaurant owner in a dispute over an arson claim. QBE Insurance had initially denied the claim, citing the director's failure to disclose his criminal history during the initiation of the policy. However, the restaurant owner contended that this omission was unintentional and offered to pay additional premiums. AFCA ruled in the restaurant owner's favor, stating that QBE lacked evidence of asking specific questions during the application process. This case emphasizes the crucial need for restaurant proprietors to fully disclose information and maintain clear communication with insurers to avoid potential disputes. Switching gears, let's turn to Insurance Australia Group, or IAG. IAG is experiencing an impressive surge in profits, reporting an astounding 91% increase in net profit for the first half of the financial year. This upswing, chiefly attributed to favorable weather conditions, has pushed the net profit to $778 million. However, there's a flip side. CEO Nick Hawkins has warned of an impending rise in insurance premiums, attributing this to escalating climate-related risks and more frequent natural disasters. This prospect is raising concerns among restaurant and cafe owners, particularly considering the already challenging financial climate. FSO suggests these business owners manage insurance proactively by frequently reviewing policies, implementing risk mitigation measures, and regularly engaging with insurance brokers. Moving on to the automotive industry, the Australian government has rolled out a new initiative to boost the accessibility of electric vehicles, or EVs. Low-interest loans have been introduced for individuals earning under $100,000 annually and essential workers. These loans, offering interest rates up to 5% lower than the standard, apply to new and used EVs up to $55,000. In another move towards promoting a green economy, Bank Australia has declared its decision to stop offering loans for new petrol, diesel, and hybrid vehicles from February 2025. The bank focuses instead on financing EVs to aid the transition from fossil fuel-dependent transportation. While this change might pose challenges for some consumers, it promises potential benefits for EV buyers through supportive loan terms. That concludes our roundup of today's financial news. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more updates. We'll be back tomorrow, same place, same time, with more news and insights. I'm Paige Estritori. Stay informed and stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your day, Australia.